There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, you know, I was thinking about Wi-Fi, and I was thinking about Wi-Fi in the classroom and the physics associated with it. So here's a thumbnail calculation I did during the break. So if a wireless computer transmits its signal to the access point at 50 milliwatts, that's 51 thousandths of a watt, or 5 one-hundredths of a watt, and you've got 30 of these devices in a classroom, like a computer lab type room, that's 30 times 5 one-hundredths of a watt, or 150 one-hundredths of a watt, or 1.5 watts. So in that classroom, if my calculations are correct, we are exposing our children to 1.5 watts of radiated power in the microwave band for all the time that they're in that computer lab.
Well, the computer lab teacher is probably powers outside moving everybody else's classroom's information around. And by the time you figure it all out, you're toast.
Well, that's where I'm going
there
with this. But
there it is in a nutshell. It gets weirder from there because the exposure to microwave band radiation, of which, newsflash, there is LD50 ratios. There's parts in your body that do not like that radiation and will actually metastasize, will form tumor and other things by exposure. You can, with just a cell phone, get a heat signature off the brain in less than 1 minute's use. Now, you tell me how safe those things are. That's why I use speakerphone, period, end of story. I've had criticisms with Coast to Coast and others because I refuse to put electronics up next to my brain. I won't do it. Beal, B-E-A-L, is a doctor, he's an electrical whiz out of Florida. Dr. Beal is writing on the dosimetry of electromagnetic radiation, and our exposure ratio just in microwave band has increased almost 70 times in the last 5 years. And you just look at all the radiation towers around you. You know, when I was visiting you, they were jumping it down the street. I remember seeing the tower, and we come down another 10 miles. There's another tower as a line of sight kind of transmission. And of course, guess who's in line of sight? Everybody. And while I just sent you how to protect yourself from an EMP strike with a Faraday cage, you have no idea. The calculations I'm seeing right now are going to, there will be a period probably in the year 2017. We had a kill shot off the sun last week that if it had been aimed at Earth, the Earth would have been back in the Stone Age. Never even made national news. Went off in the opposite direction. It was worse than the Carrington effect. My calculations are that if we have an anomaly like that, you're going to need maximum of approximately 2 weeks when it goes through its burp. And you have no way to hide. I don't think everybody gets it, that just because you can't see something doesn't mean it isn't toxic. You know, cyanide gas as it comes to mind. And when I tell you about these kinds of things, the nuclear power plants that are all leaking right now, what do you think it's going to do to those regions in terms of your water table, your drinking water, and your ability to clean it? We're in a world of hurt, and we're not paying attention. And what's happening next is that all of this is being regulated by transnational corporations that do not care about the fact that there are too many people on Earth. Right now, just one reading I did said that 30% of America is going to, at some point, this is Navy predictions, 30% of the United States is going to die because of radiation from Fukushima. Now, whether or not that happens, you know, I'm telling you right out, it was, according to our algorithms, an extinction event and being mishandled with no oversight by Yakuza. Now, these people, when it's too late and everybody has moved on, like the emperor of Japan is no longer accountable because he's dead, what are you going to do? I don't have answers. What I do have are a lot of questions, and so, and the problem is, for someone like me, I don't have the money to build a little sustainable lifeboat. I'd love to do that. It will, again, involve me, probably, having to interface with people I'm not sure I even want to work with. So here I am, not knowing what to do. We have technology now that will allow us to reproduce that machine shop you were talking about with 3D printers. Mm-hmm. Now, that requires at least a knowledge base, even if it isn't the Internet. And what are they trying to do today? They're trying to take that control over as well. Slow it down, regulate it.
You're absolutely right, and I don't have the details. No one has the details because the FCC won't release them. They won't be interviewed by Congress. And the problem that I see is they could literally make it illegal to do what we do.
Well, they already are. They already are doing that. Now, I just posted another one about the fact that, you know, you got two wolves and a lamb, and that's what liberty is. Democrats and Republicans are wolves, and liberty is a lamb that's possibly armed and dangerous. Now, we have some options here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where we're going to go with all of this, but I do know that it isn't anywhere that I had deemed as where, you know, that's, gosh, isn't this an exciting future?
Rick,
opportunity. We can rewrite the book. Mm-hmm. The problem is, how are we going to do it without money?
Rick, yesterday, Norm Shealy and I were talking about this this man who spent 6 hours a day on his mobile phone. And his name is Ian Phillips. He's 43. And he said he had a blinding headache. And the post is on the website, USA Prepares. He drove himself to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with a grade 3 brain tumor next to his right ear. And he underwent the surgery, and he's going for treatments, and he's got a 3-year life expectancy now. And he did it because his multinational corporation required him to be on the phone about 6 hours a day. Now he uses the same kind of device that I use when I use a cell phone, which is a 1970s style handset that plugs right into the phone jack of my iPhone. And I have a 3-foot or 4-foot extension cord added to that, so I can keep the phone about 7 feet away from me. And if you think about it, class, you're probably within 7 feet of people anyway who are using their phones all around you. We were in Sam's Club last night, Mrs. Finelli and I, And just about everybody is pushing their carts on the phone. They're not even paying attention to what they're doing. Either they're so ignorant of why they went to Sam's Club that they have to call somebody to say, oh, what am I doing here at Sam's Club? What was I supposed to get? I forget. I mean, it's either that or they're so distracted by their cell phones or they can't get away from them. But I think Mrs. Finelli and I were just probably two of the people who were at Sam's Club who didn't have an attachment to our cell phone as we were stuck in our ear as we were buying the things that we wanted to get for our farm. I'm really concerned about the wireless electromagnetic radiation. So this guy, 6 hours a day on his cell phone, believes he has gotten brain cancer as a result. And that's why I did not allow... somehow I was able to get away with it, Rick. Back when I was a computer consultant, I would not allow the installation.
Well, I instinctively realized that electromagnetic fields, you know, pass through your body without anything at all except for certain organs, and they absorb it. And when they absorb it, changes the cell structure. And there you are. There you have it.
Well, Rick, we've got John from Nixa. John Dollarhite, welcome.
Hey, Ben, and... I've got an update for you. I've been in court all morning on that speeding ticket that I supposedly got about 2 years ago when we were doing that event down in Branson.
Yep.
And I had food poisoning, and I was trying to find a place to pull over because I was so sick. Well, you know, the Branson PD pulled me over. Instead of coming being there to help me, they were threatening to take me to jail. So I've been fighting this, and this case came back up after 14 months. And so I wrote him a letter asking for a dismissal, because a motion to dismiss, because it's been over 14 months, and that it was in violation of my Sixth Amendment constitutional rights, and it was against the statute of limitations of 6 months. And the judge was—I was very happy with the judge. I mean, I think he was— You know, he led me a little bit there. He did tell me that he was going to deny my motion because I didn't have it quite right. He says, I was close. He says, without a couple other little things in there, he couldn't dismiss that, that way. So the prosecutor, did offer me an imposition of sentence. Basically, as totally I walk away, well, there's got a break there.
Yeah, hold your thought, John Dollarhite. John Dollarhite, this is minor compared to some of the things you've faced in the past. You faced a $6 million fine from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This is just a little nit, but I know you don't give up, and you just don't let these guys run you over. Please hold, and we'll stay with John Dollarhite and Dr. Richard Allen Miller through this break, and we'll be right back. Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Levin, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. The Real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. And you can purchase his books on the website, RichardAllenMiller.com. John Dollarhite's with us. And after 14 months, he had his day in court. So, John Dollarhite, please tell us the rest of the story.
Actually, it's been a total of 22 months. I've spent 14 months since the last I've been in court. But while I was before I was facing 90 days in jail between $2,000 to $5,000 in fines and court fees is what I was facing for a infraction. Infraction is a speeding by 5 mile an hour of the speed limit is an infraction. And so that's what I was facing. And so the judge did make the prosecutor go out and try to talk with me again. So I went out there. I did promise the judge. Well, the judge had already picked up that me and the prosecutor had been at odds pretty heavily. Matter of fact, the prosecutor got very, very mouthy in court. And I, towards me, and I did reflect back, and I should not have raised my voice, but I did bark back at the prosecutor. Had a deputy got behind me, and a deputy got behind the prosecutor, and the judge told us both to shut up, or he'd find us both in contempt. And so I said I'm sorry to the judge, and I let him speak. He did say that my dismissal wasn't quite good enough, but he said it was a good job for being a pro se. So we did go through it. He did request that the prosecutor go outside and talk to me, and I did promise the judge that I would keep my mouth shut and I would let the prosecutor talk to me. And so I did, and the prosecutor wanted to do a imposition of sentence, which is for 6 months. So if I don't have any speeding tickets or any other violations, then it falls or goes away with no fine. However, there is a court cost. So I wanted to verify court costs, and I went to the county clerk, docked them, So I went before the judge, and we did discuss that, and I did tell him that I would accept it. Now, I'd already talked to my wife just moments prior, and she says, no, take it all the way to a jury trial. You're not paying a penny. Well, I rolled the dice, and I thought that I was going to have to leave there with $116 being fleeced from me. But the judge smiled at me, and he says, I think you've done it. He says, I think I can help you here. And he gave me a disposition of the court fees. So I walked away with no fines. The only thing I have is 6 month probation, basically. As long as I don't get a speeding ticket, it will fall away. So I feel this is a huge win. You got to be persistent. You got to be willing to take off work. You got to be willing to tell them no. I had already told the judge, I don't care if you find me guilty, I will appeal it. If I'm found guilty in appeal, I will fight it again. I am not paying this fine. So I was up front. I told him I wasn't going to. And I rolled the dice thinking they're still going to, want me to extort me for $116. But the judge, he did fine for me, and I appreciate that he did.
You know, she's mentioned, that's a really good judge being a judge. That's why they're there. They're supposed to make reasonable decisions when there's conflict like that. You're lucky. You got a good judge.
Class.
I'd when they were paying a real judge.
When you come to the Get Prepared Expo, you get a chance to meet John Dollarheit. He's a wonderful guy. You're gonna love him. And if you come to the meetups, this is the kind of stuff we talk about at the meetups. So we've been following the situation with the speeding ticket, which the cop should have said, heck, you look sick as a dog. Do you want me to get you an ambulance? No, that's not what happened. Unbelievable. Yeah. Absolutely unbelievable, these out-of-control cops and the problems that they cause. But, John Dollarheit, you and your wife literally faced a $6.19 million fine for raising and selling rabbits in the state of Missouri, correct?
That is correct. And, there's a very powerful word that we all have, and we have the right to use it. It's just called N-O, no. You tell them no, they don't know what to do because you have to give them permission. And if you're telling them no, they have difficulty.
maybe that's the single word that best describes those of us who are affiliated with USA Prepares. We say no far more than the average guy does. We really do. John, do you have some more to tell us?
No, I'm good. I'll continue to listen. Thank you.
Hey, John, thanks so much for the update. That's John Dollarheit, Dollar Value Computers, in Nixon.
We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th, at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real. And our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and just on the phone calling in was John Dollarhite of Dollar Value Computers in Nixon, Missouri. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor, and he and his wife, as I mentioned, had been threatened by the USDA with a $6.19 million fine for raising and selling pet rabbits here in Missouri. And, you know, these guys, the USDA, descended upon the Dollarhite family and really gave them a lot of grief. But, you know, the Dollarhites did not back down. They did not back down, and they prevailed. And it was, you know, it took a while to prevail. And just like what you heard John Dollarhite say, he told the judge that he's not going to pay the fine. And it kind of sounds like, this is conjecture on my part, but it kind of sounds like the judge decided that, you know what, this guy's costing us a lot of money. You know, we could be threatening other people, and we could be extorting money from other people. And he's just taking up court time, and it doesn't look like we're going to get anything out of him. So let's go on to another sucker. I think that's kind of, I mean, that's my my take on what might have happened in this particular case with John Dollarhite. And Judy Dollarhite, his wife, wrote the book on going down the multi-million-dollar rabbit hole, and it's the story of what happened. And she and I have discussed her seminars at the Get Prepared Expo, and I asked her to share. She's going to be talking about water and water purification and water purification systems, and what you need to know about.
You know, I have
Judy
a question, Vincent.
Yeah.
I want to know why the DA was trying to press when, in fact, what he should be doing is going after real criminals. What the mess is going on here? And
well, let me give you an example. I was driving a white SUV that we had given to our daughter. We bought it used it for a while. She needed a vehicle. We gave it to her, and after about 5 years, she returned it to us. And I had that vehicle with out-of-state tags here in Missouri. It had Virginia tags on it. And I was driving in the fog up a hill in a rain, fog, dark day. And, it was getting dark. And I was going up this long hill, and coming down the hill were three vehicles. At the top of the hill was a cop. And I went past the cop, and next thing I know, I'm pulled over, license and registration. He gave me a speeding ticket for 74 miles an hour in a 55. And I said, okay, I got your name. I got your badge number. I've got your information right here. I'll see you in court. But until then, I just want to tell you, you got the wrong guy. I wasn't speeding, and I'm not going to let this go. As a matter of fact, I'm going to mention your name every day on the radio. Every day I'm going to talk about you and what you're doing. And by the way, why are you on private property with your lights out sniping at the top of a hill on private property? Why are you sniping with your radar gun? And he said, well, it's policy. I said, whose policy? He said, well, you know, the sergeant. I said, great. What's his name? And I said, I'm going to talk about him, too. So why are you out not protecting and serving? Why are you hiding with your lights off? I'm going to talk about you guys and what you're up to. And you know what? It's going on about 3 years now, and my ticket has never surfaced. Now, I let him know exactly what John Dollarhite said. He's not going to give up. And he's going to expose this corruption. Now, do you think that John Dollarhite has not told people about this story? You think that he kept it quiet? He went on national radio and told the story. He's been at the meetups. He's telling people that are interested in knowing about the corruption. He's not going to give up.
You can't chase all the windmills, Don Quixote.
No,
fights. And the problem is, I couldn't fight CenturyLink. I was in they had me, they knew it, and they took full advantage.
Okay, Rick, I'm going to say something I shouldn't say. Many years ago, I was in California, and we decided that we didn't know if we were going to stay in California. We'd started a company back in the 1980s, and we were working day and night at this telecommunications manufacturing company that we owned. Came back late at night. And all the parking spaces were used in the parking in the complex, the apartment complex. So I had to park in the back of the back of the back by the dumpsters. So I parked my car back there. We walked way far to get to our apartment. And next morning, Monday morning, my car was gone. So I went to the front office there, and I said, hey, my car's gone. They said, Well, maybe it's where you parked it. Was it, you know, in the, by the dumpsters? I said, yeah. And they said, okay, well, it was towed last night. Who towed it? Finally, I got the information. I called the towing company. And they said it's in North San Jose. And so I went there, and it wasn't there. And that guy said, well, it's in South San Jose. So I went to that lot. It wasn't there. And he said, well, probably in East San Jose. So I went there. And this is like a long time going across the city in rush hour. And finally, I called a guy and I said, where's my car? And he said, well, I don't know. I said, I'll tell you what. I know where you are. And I'm going to call you back in 2 minutes from this payphone, because I had to use a payphone to call him. And I said, if you don't tell me where your car, where my car is when I call you back, I'm going to drive my car through your front window. And there was a silence. And he said, well, I don't know where it is. I said, he said, the boss knows. And I said, if your building was on fire right now, would you be able to reach your boss? He said, yeah. I said, okay, I'm going to drive my car right through your front window if you don't tell me where my car is. So I called him back, and he told me where the car was. And I went there, and it was in this six-foot-high chain-link fence, concertina wire on it. And so I said to the owner, I said, I'd like to get my car. And he said, it's $60. And I said, okay, let me get you a check. He said, cash. I said, oh, okay, all right. So I went to my car, and the one I drove over, and I got my briefcase out, and I opened my briefcase, and there was a Browning automatic. And I said, now who do you want me to make this check out to? Now, here's the point. I never brandished that firearm. But what I was trying to say is, I'm furious. You know, you guys are running me ragged, and I just about reached the end of my rope. And I negotiated very calmly with this guy, and he thought, man, oh man, this really isn't worth it. I guess I'll take this check. But I never threatened him. I never pulled my gun. It just happened to be that that's where I carried my firearm. And it was perfectly legal for me to do this. Well, here's what's happening in America. We have lost our patience and lost our tempers because we are put in boxes that there's no way to get out of. Right? What was I supposed to do? I didn't happen to have $60 in cash for the theft of my car. They had me by the throat. I was willing to compromise and make it semi-convenient, but there were certain limitations. Just like these cops that pull us over and tase us and beat us, and I've asked the question. I've asked the question many times of many people. Why hasn't the Agent Orange acted up on some of our Vietnam veterans? Why hasn't it acted up? Why is it that we haven't read stories about these guys losing their temper and going off and doing things that most people wouldn't do to take back our country? Why is it? Well, I keep asking that question. I'm not advocating a civil war. I'm just wondering how come people just haven't gotten really frustrated the way you have with your CenturyLink problem.
Oh, the CenturyLink thing gets even better. I talked with a handler or whatever they are, you know, just a normal, she isn't English, she's probably Filipino, and she was willing to take $99. That she said there was no way they could turn my service back on so I could negotiate from my home. And so what she said, I'll take $99, and I said, let me talk to your supervisor. The supervisor then said, yes, we'll take $99, but you have to go through finance. And so they put me on to finance. Finance changed that and said $261. I ended up hanging up on him because I refused to do it. He didn't care. He had me.
Yeah.
He knew there was nothing I could do. I was stuck. in downtown traffic on the side of a road working with my track phone. And I'm not going to forget this. I am going to speak on national radio about CenturyLink. And I want everybody to understand I had to go through the same thing with AT&T. I ended up in Dallas, Texas, talking to the executive vice president, and she said, quote, there's nothing I can do about it. I had to pay
Rick,
3 months. What's that?
You're going to go on national radio and talk about this?
I am doing it.
You already are.
Yeah,
you already are.
Saying it out. I said it to her. I was going to make everybody aware of the fact that communications, Verizon, CenturyLink, Charter, Comcast, whatever, are thugs. They have absolutely no patience for the individual. None of their services are real, and they have you because of communications. And now they're going to try to regulate our internet access before we even have a right to vote on it.
Yeah.
Now, you can't tell me that that is not transnational corporations that are bigger than our country.
Yeah, well,
those companies that are 40 times, they have cash flow 40 times that of the gross national product of America.
Hey, Rick, if I'm not mistaken, you sound hot.
I got it. You know, there's all a bunch of stuff.
Hey, well, here's what we do. Class, all of you call CenturyLink and all these other companies and tell them you want a rate reduction. That's one way to get even. We'll be right back. Okay, class, who wants to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? All spiders have 8 legs, but do the hairy ones have the most meat? Is it true grasshopper legs taste like chicken? Which bugs have the most protein? Which are best served dried and which are best eaten while still alive? Which bugs are the most dangerous for your children to eat? Do you like the sound of this? We don't either, so you'll have to go to a government-sponsored expo for cooking with bugs. The Get Prepared Expo has so many great seminars, we had to cross the poorly attended ones off our list, like the Red Cross, FEMA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the Internal Revenue Service, the American Cancer Society, CERT, and Homeland Security. We can't help everyone. Just the really bright people. The top 1% of thinkers and doers, like you. The rest, the other 99% who don't think and don't do, well, the government's standing ready to help them. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March. For details, visit GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life. with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my. When you go to the DC for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I am all excited because I have here at the farm a ProPure water filtration system. It arrived yesterday. And I'm doing a side-by-side comparison with other water filtration systems. And I am really excited about what I saw when I opened the box. So I've got it set up in the kitchen, and I'm going to do a my own independent study of the ProPure water filtration system. And I want to tell you, initial reaction, I really like it. Now, if it's everything I think it is, I will be ordering a couple pallets of these, and we'll have them at the Get Prepared Expo, and we will be selling them at the lowest price in the country. What do you think about that? So if you're coming to the Expo and you want to buy a water filtration system, our plan is to have them at the absolute lowest price in the country, not by a couple dollars, but by a lot. And those who have bought them, everyone has said, wow, I've never seen a water filtration system priced this low. And that's what everyone says when they come to the Get Prepared Expo. I cannot tell you the price. I have agreed that I would not share the price on air. But you will see it. And feel free to call. If what I'm saying is not true, make sure you call after the expo and say, hey, Vinny, you know, you didn't do what you said. I'll put you on the air, but that won't happen. Mark in Philadelphia, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Fennelly. Welcome.
Hello, Vincent. Hello, Richard. I know something's up when our cosmic elder, who's usually filled with all kinds of levity and optimism, and when he gets real serious on it, something's up. Whole deal about corporatism has taken over, and the reason why I've been upset lately about it has to do with corporatism, Vincent.
Yeah.
Corporatism,
I know it does.
Has compromised, and it seeks to compromise every single one of us. What happened in the court? Why does the judge act like he does, although this one acted a little bit better, but the prosecutor kept wanting to push it? Why do police in Sparta do what they do? It's called corporatism. It's called judicial extortion, okay, because they can force us into a corner and extract and squeeze us for everything we got and steal everything we got. So back to how did this happen? Back to the deal about the circuitry we were talking about, grounding. Without a ground, a good ground, a circuit will not work. Without a good ground, a battery will not store energy. Another analogy for a battery might be memory. You know, memory. Have we not lost the idea of who we really are as human beings? I think we have. I think most people, you know, I grew up in there in southern Missouri, small family business, grew up on the farm, so I knew what having your own kind of business kind of scenario that was. And when corporatism, when I had to go out to the working world separate from that, and I didn't like corporations. You know why? Nobody's responsible. Nobody's answerable. Everybody's a yes man. And I'm sorry.
You know,
there's
a friend of mine in New Jersey that I would love to introduce you to and see what blossoms out of that. This guy has a bunker. He was a Wall Streeter, and he went into setting up a sustainable lifeboat. And I would love to introduce you to him because I think you two would be some interesting chemistry.
So the deal is, Vince, if you can't say no, our yeses don't mean a damn thing. Where's the people's resolve? Have we lost our humanity? The corporatism is taking over, and it's going to engulf, and it's going to eat up every small business that's going to want to steal our property and put us in a corner. I'm not saying
I have never been spoken to by customer service like this ever in my entire life, and it brought home just how fragile we are right now.
Yeah, and think about Taser International. Who are the shareholders? You know, why would anybody want to own shares of stock in a torture company? Why would anybody want to do that? Why don't you consider dumping your Taser International stock if you don't like the idea of supporting a torture company? Mark from Philadelphia, you've got some excellent, excellent points. I hear the anger in your voice. By the way, I've received calls from as far away as Europe talking about the tone. People realize how upset you are with the system. From Europe, Mark. Dr. Richard L. Miller, thanks so much for being with us. Class Above All, Honesty and Integrity. What happens next?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.